Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. Yeah, I thought that video was very funny when I came across it on Instagram, and it embodies a feeling that I have. It spoke to me, which is why I shared it. I find all this trend of dance videos, the TikTok dance thing, very annoying. Quite annoying, not to be a curmudgeon. I guess my generation is getting older, and I'm therefore getting older, but I come from a dance background, for those who don't know. I am a, I was a tap dancer for the first part of my life, and I was really good. And Singing in the Rain was my favorite movie growing up. I loved West Side Story, so I like dancing, I like singing, I like musical numbers. But I find this TikTok dance trend to be rather insufferable and just lame. There, I said it. So that video embodies it. And let's get to those memes, and we'll just keep on keeping on all throughout. All right, how's everyone doing? There we go. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, everyone's here. Okay, cool. Yeah, so it is the week of, well, it's rather the week before Christmas. I'm wearing my Joy to the Realm sweatshirt. And this is my Merry Wokemas meme show. yeah, it's a couple days before Christmas. Make sure you like and subscribe if you haven't already. And that would be awesome for me because, you know, need a volley. Moving on. Here's Santa Claus training for his ride through Chicago this year. Tabba, 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 we want to see you dance. No, it's not going to happen. Yeah, I'm not. No. Maybe one day. Maybe I'll make a video of me tapping at some point. Santa deniers be like, must have been the wind. Am I right? Yep, I'm not going to get lost in the comments. How's everyone doing out there? It is so cold here in Idaho. It's only getting colder. It's gonna be a high of 13 degrees on Thursday with a low of negative 13 or something like that. Hey, if Santa isn't real, well, then how do you explain this? Yeah, it's like super cold. It's been snowing since the day after Halloween here. It's like, this is the most intense winter we've had so far. Since living in the PNW. Ah, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you for that super chat. There's a super chat. So there's other super chats that could also be had. You could be someone who does that. For Christmas. For Christmas. Hey, I wore a sweater. Hey. Is Santa a Russian spy? Well, let's look at the possible indicators. He always wears red. He runs a work camp. He's being tracked by NORAD. Gives toys to every child, no matter how rich they are. Lives in a cold, unforgiving climate. What do you think? I'm not making any claims. Just putting the pieces together. So mom says you want colored pencils. It's pencils of color. This is 2022. Santa. Weather forecast has been way off lately, though. They have been, I've noticed that too. They've been a little off, but not too far off. I mean, it's been really cold and really snowy. Here's Santa drinking his 1,358,536th glass of milk for the night. It's a Christmas themed show. Look at that wallpaper. You're not going to see this wallpaper ever again on my show. So take it in. Just really, really take it in. Soak it in like that shirt is soaking up that milk. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. What have I missed? You missed a video. I played a video meme. I don't often do video memes. But I started the show with a video meme and you might want to just give the whole thing a rewatch in order to see it. Babe, don't forget to put the biblically accurate angel atop the tree. Your wallpaper looks good. I literally looked up Christmas wallpaper and downloaded it for today. Ooh. Thanks for that $2 of some... What currency is that? I appreciate the super chat. I'm not sure what currency that is, but I'll take it. Here's when you decide to have a little fun and leave a message of truth while Christmas shopping. Baby socks. That's Mexico? Okay. Cool. I got some, thank you. You're going to help. You in Mexico there. Send me some warmth because it's cold here. It's cold. And it's getting colder as the week goes on. Here's Santa and Rudolph Christmas Eve. And here they are on the 26th. They've earned it. They've earned that fishing trip. Yeah, about 28 cents. I know. Oh, that's the British pound. Okay, so we have some pesos, we got pounds. Who's gonna send some dollars? Who wants to help me make my Christmas merry? Now's your chance. There's no more Meme Mondays before Christmas. You know what I'll take, though? I'll take a subscription from you. A sub. I'll take you as a sub if you haven't already. If you're not gonna super chat. Here's a Chinese sweatshop workers after getting an order for 2,000 Stop Chinese Sweatshops shirts. Here's a family unwrapping their Christmas gifts and me ready with a trash bag. Hey, frying pants. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you as well. I am hoping we have a Merry Christmas. We will. I am having a Merry Christmas. Top Christmas gifts for Dad. Tools, socks, a shirt that looks exactly like his old shirt, the Top Gun DVD, gift card for car parts, and of course, whiskey. I have never seen the movie Top Gun. Some people are annoyed by that. They can't believe that I haven't seen it, and then they're just like, what? You've never seen Top Gun? And I'm like, yeah, I've never seen Top Gun. Calm down. Here's my response to anything work-related in the next 2 weeks. That sounds like a 2023 problem. Not often I get a live Benny. All I get is live, Benny. 24/7. 365 days a year. When your friend's talking about buying their Christmas gifts and you're putting water in your shampoo so it could last longer. this meme makes me laugh. Okay. Hey, what's wrong, babe? You've barely touched your charcuterie tree. That'd be awesome. I would be excited if someone gave me that as a present and impressed. And I would feel appreciated because I'd be like, they chose me to give this to. I'm honored. Whoa, okay, hey, happiest of Christmases to the Wills family. Thank you so much. From the Brooks family, thank you. Your message got cut off. I'm sure you're saying you're excited for Parhesia, and I am excited as well. You became the very thing you swore to destroy. Uh-oh, you may have heard of Elf on a Shelf, but have you heard of... I'm not gonna say it. You're saying it. A friendly reminder, all these memes can be yours by signing up for the meme mailing list. Click the link in the description below where you can get all of these memes delivered to you tomorrow. And I sell snowman arms, $50 a pop. Who wants them? Oh, Lon. Wow, think that is super generous. Thank you so much, Lon. Wow. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you as well. Wow, that's quite a generous super chat. The $50 super chat, everybody. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Lon. Here's Jesus with a ray that turns you into French for your sins, and a woman crying because she doesn't want to be French. Some people take offense to any meme that dares to have a little fun with Jesus, and I just don't understand what's wrong with having a little fun. I'm not insulting Jesus. I'm down with Jesus. And this is a funny meme, so I don't understand the issue. Moving on, Merry Christmas from Pfizer, everybody. In Utah, we play a game called Am I on the Road? I have a friend who lives in Utah, so yes, I sent him this meme. And he wrote back with LOL. True story. Meanwhile, Texas drivers, when a single snowflake hits the ground. What a shame. I should have used the Christmas mug. Didn't think that one through. Oh, now I will never have the chance again until next year, maybe. Elton John has announced that he's leaving Twitter, ironically, because of a Rocket Man. Government warns that with Elon owning Twitter, they will only control 97% of the media. Okay, in all fairness, Your Honor, my client said sorry 500 times on Twitter Spaces. I can hear my son in the other room not wanting to watch me on the show right now. That's so funny. He's saying, all done. I guess this show is not for two-year-olds yet. Oh, don't worry. You'll be okay, Sam. Jail cameras will ensure your safety. Friendly reminder to like this video and subscribe if you haven't already. I won't say it again. The left and the right, 2008, 2016, Obama will save us, Trump will save us, and of course 2020, Fauci will save us, 2022, Elon will save us, and meanwhile me, listen up, Buttercup, no one is coming to save you. This life is 100% your responsibility. Plan accordingly. Amen to that. Amen. Here's me when someone says, you must trust and respect authority. Looking through the human history files. Here's when I overhear someone slandering the government. My paycheck before and after taxes. Can't help but wonder if anyone can top that $50 super chat that came in. $50 is the super chat to beat right now. I wonder, we still have like half the show to go, so we'll see if someone can top it just in time for Christmas. Doctors in Canada researching modern healthcare treatments. Having a great time. We're having a great time here. You hear little ones. Perhaps? Licensing. When the government takes away your right to do something and then sells it back to you. Am I centered on this? Let's see. Yeah. There we go. Here's what I think versus what I say out loud. A little itchy. Here we go. Keeping up with the theme of the last few weeks. I can't top it. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. I'm not expecting anyone to top it. I'm just putting it out there, the off chance. But I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you too. Matt Damon is Sam Brinton as The Luggage Thief, a film by Twink Entertainment coming soon. Hey, wow. Cool, guys. Thank you. Wow. Sweet. There are some people who think that that Matt Damon literally is this person, or Sam Brinton is Matt Damon, vice versa. I just think some rabbit holes aren't worth your time. I think they're different people, and I think we can move on from suspecting otherwise. And hey, you know what? Call me old-fashioned. But I'm glad my mother was a woman. I'm really not into those ideas that this person is that person. I'm not, it just doesn't, I never see it. I never see it. I don't see it, and I'm not into it. Here's that look the lesbian at the farmer's market gives you when she catches you checking out her girlfriend. 50 pounds beat 50 bucks. Oh, cool. I appreciate it. I'm actually stoked because we've had some unexpected stuff come up in the last week that has required money. As life presents, you know, I get it. Life does that. But, you know, at the holiday season, right at the end of the year, when you get like a couple of those slaps to the face, you're like, whoa, didn't see that coming. We've had some of those. So the super chats are certainly a nice way to offset it. I appreciate it. Thank you. What's underneath climate hysteria? You guessed it, Marxism. Our furnace went out. Yeah, so the house that we own, that we now rent out, the hot water heater stopped working on Monday and didn't get fixed till Friday. Because my renters didn't have hot water. It was a debacle. It's all solved now, but boy, last week was stressful. Okay. This one goes out to everybody watching. You mustn't let the dystopian nightmare BS dim your effing sparkle. You hear me? Read it again. Download it. Print it out. Tape it to your computer screen. You mustn't let the dystopian nightmare dim your sparkle, no matter what. Here's Wikipedia, watching everyone spend $8 on AI portraits. I gotta pick up the pace. By the way, I got another Joycam video for you at the end of this one. One of my favorites. One that's near and dear to my heart. And it's 5 minutes long, so I'm going to play it at the end, which means I have to pick up the pace a little bit. The biggest story this week is the suppression of the story about the suppression of a story. Of course, that story is also suppressed. Stay tuned. We'll have less on this story later. These seats don't fit me. Oh, I'm sorry no one was your size when we built them. Not saying you're not healthy. Just these seats are a little small. For you. Gosh, I have no clue why I'm depressed. It must be genetic. Whoa, this subway station in Korea is savage! Women and men before versus women and men now. Moms on TV shows versus the dads on TV shows. funny. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's the photo of Earth NASA doesn't want you to see. That's my favorite. That's my favorite theory about the shape of the Earth, is that it's on a turtle's back. I love that. Oh, Kayla Henry, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Kayla. And Merry Christmas to you as well. And here you go, everybody. Here's my Christmas special for you. Click the link in the description below. Use coupon code Meme Monday. Meme Monday. It also says it in the description. No, it doesn't say it on the screen, but I think you can remember. Meme Monday. Click the link in the description below. Any tier, 25% off. Go now. Get it done. My gift to you. 25 off for, a couple days. So act now. The new season starts in a few weeks. Actually, 10 days. So get on it. If you want in, get on it. Shouldn't even call it season 5. The new incarnation, the new phase, the new wave, new and improved. Start soon. Click the link below. Coupon code Meme Monday. Here's a Venn diagram of my life. Things I like to do, and there's the things I'm good at. Things that make money, and the things I do. When you think it's the weekend, but it's only Wednesday. Guys, are your sliced olives really worth it? It's inhumane. Me bites into a burger, the pickle on the other end. How we doing? Doing good. We're doing well. We're doing well. Doing good is not good grammar. Nobody, and then the cats. I wouldn't know. Never owned a cat, but I'm assuming this is factually accurate. Uh-oh! A potato penis! No, a dictator. come on, there's always gonna be a couple on the show. Uh-oh, moving my sister's mattress today. Wonder what she had stored under there. Don't look too close. 3, 2, 1. Here's the pyramid of intellect. The rungs of trust. High school diploma, associate's degree, BA, getting closer. Master's, PhD, I'm listening. Trust me, bro. I'm in. Okay. Da-da-da-da. Someone saying my food smells great, and me literally just frying onions and garlic in some oil. So true. This is still working, right? Someone's freaking me out. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Someone's saying that it's not recording. You're tripping, dog. We're recording. We're here. We're having a great time. Don't get me paranoid. I'm doing this live. Don't get in my head. This guy again. You might remember him from the Halloween show. Now he's back. Making himself into a real live Pepe. Woof. Okay, here's when you have pissed off all the other car drivers and have to find a bigger target. Here's bugs when you turn over a rock. I told her to make me a cake of my newborn nephew, and she made me a cake of a dude that looked like he's about to sell you loose cigarettes. Very funny. Very funny. Hey, what's wrong, babe? You barely touched your jabocado toast. I guess I could have paired this one with the charcuterie Christmas tree meme, but I didn't, so it's a bookend now. When you give up smoking Marlboros and switch to American Spirits. It's a cat within a cat. It's Catception. Hey, John. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well. Oh, speaking of New Year, there will be a Best Memes of 2022 show. That will be the next show in 2 weeks from now. Not next week. I'm not doing a show next week. But 2 weeks, I'll do the best of the best of 2022. Francis Ford Coppola hesitantly presents Apocalypse. Wait for it. Apocalypse, right? Nope, hang on. Wait, okay, here we go. Apocalypse. Nope, sorry, not yet. All right, this time we got it. I think Apocalypse. Wait for it. Okay, Apocalypse, right now. I'll say that. I'm going to make another note. So I'm going to make sure everyone knows that that's happening. Red Baron Pizza. Someone really saw the Red Baron and said, pizza vibes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mosquito trap. The mosquito lands on the salt, thinking it's sugar. They get thirsty for water, but the cap has rum in it. The mosquito gets drunk, trips on the stick, and bangs its head on the rock. Boom! You got the mosquito right where you want it. Moving on. College graduates, and then 8 to 10 years work experience. Let's keep going, let's keep going. This just made me laugh, so I put it in. Me telling a joke. Sarah says, ha ha. But Sarah says, ha ha. Oh. That's my kind of humor. Moving on. You never see these kings advertise. just content to be in their own space, forever waging a cold war against each other, with no shifting front lines. Respect. Yes, best beans of 2022. I will be picking from every show that I did this past year, and cherry picking what I believe to be the best memes from Meme Monday throughout this entire year. In 2 weeks. And the only thing you explore is the refrigerator. Dora. Oh no. Whenever there's a baby delivered in a TV show, moms are required to say, "That's not a newborn." This is 100% true fact right here. This is a true fact. This is true. Moving on. Don't talk to me until I've had my cigarette juice. A Hogwarts degree isn't worth much these days. Shame. The Rock says, paper? No way. Scissors? Bring them on. Let's see them. obvious joke. Moving on. Here's me about to make an outrageous amount of spaghetti because I never know how much to cook. True. Been there, am I right? Relax, David. It's just a small surgery. Don't panic. My name is not David. I know. I am David. Steal his copper. Hey, he's not even doing anything with it. It's just laying around. that's very funny. Terminal 2, also known as the Queen's Terminal. It's worse than that, mate. She's dead. Didn't you hear? We're almost done. We're almost there, folks. But don't leave when the memes are over. I got a classic Joy Camp video for you. Here's when someone compliments you and you don't know how to react. My younger son sometimes has a look like that on his face. Not gonna lie. Here's Argentina, and of course, Argentina. Can you find Argentina on the map? Here's me trying to get fit and cake. Very funny, very funny. We're almost done. Here's Dorothy. There's no place like Shimon. Carrie, $10. Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate that. And I think this is it. Last but not least, here's how I sleep knowing I am a background character in everyone else's lives and people don't think about me at all. But on Mondays you do sometimes. Every now and then on Mondays you're like, hey, that guy Benny has a show that I like. Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay. Don't forget, I have this free PDF you can download. It's in the description below as well. Christmas is right around the corner. If you are nervous about seeing some people that you haven't seen in a while, that you've had a hard time talking to the last few years or even the last few decades, this guide can help you. Talk to anyone about anything. It's free. It's a guide to building bridges to conquer the division. Click the link in the description below. And like I said, if you type in the coupon code Meme Monday when you're checking out for Parhesia, right now you get a 25% off Christmas discount. Merry Christmas. And that's what I got. So no show next week. I'll be doing one in 2 weeks, which will be the best memes of 2022 as picked by me from my show. From every episode of the show this year, I will pick my favorites that I've already shown. So check it out. In 2 weeks, I'll remind you. And do sign up for Parhesia because we're going to start our weekly meetings in just a couple weeks, just after the new year. And it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So sign up before it's too late. Take advantage of the discount. At the very least, get the PDF so you can get through the holidays unscathed. Maybe even earn a little respect along the way. Maybe even get your opinions heard for once with my tips and tricks. All right. Here's the Joy Camp video. Much love. Merry Christmas. If you are finding yourself sinking into a dark place, that does happen sometimes around this time of year, just know that you're awesome. No matter what's happening in the world, don't let anyone dim your sparkle. All right. I'll leave it there. Much love, everybody. I will see you in 2 weeks. Happy New Year.